podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Get Bamford off that list for starters.
I think.
What are you going to do? Last minute!
Look.
I mean, we see what a lot of on earth?
Yes, guys, what's going on? Welcome to...
Come on, man! Get in! Get in! Woo! Another weekend in the books, Adam.
Another one bites the books. Is that what you say?
Oh, yeah, bite the book, yeah. That's what I say.
Another one in the dust. How are you guys doing at home? I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Joe?
It's always better when United win, isn't it?
It's so much better. I've been able to watch Match of the Day. I actually stayed up and watched it. It was at 11:30 or something mental this week.
What?
It's after 11.
Why? Match of the Day 2?
No, Match of the Day 1. Saturday night was on after 11. It's a disgrace. My nan's asleep by then. Right, let's get started then. Let's get into it.
So we got loads to get into.
First bit.
But first bits first. Ollie Watkins scored a brace, putting him on 6 goals for the season. 2 goals against Arsenal, 3 mm-hmm. goals against Liverpool. He's loving life in the Premier League at the moment. A better goals per 90 than Son, Vardy, Calvert-Lewin, Salah, Kane and Bamford.
Right, get Bamford off that list for starters. All of them, Son's a good player, Vardy's a good player, Salah's proved it, Kane's proved it. Why is Bamford on that list? Like he was anything other than a semi-decent championship striker. Get him off that list.
Because
I'm sick of this Leeds thing. They've come up and they're a promoted side and we should treat them as such. Everyone's acting because they've got a manager who managed in the Europa League and who's got a nice tracksuit on and he goes to the local supermarket. Everyone's acting like Leeds. Are this like
Steve's
big side?
Steve's crying.
Oh, because he buys smart-priced beans. Everyone thinks he's a man of the people, right? Bamford is just some striker. Get him off that list like it matters whether he scored or not.
Bielsa loves Big Bob's bastard beans.
Fucking hell.
Also, there was this really funny moment in that where Kieran Tierney forgot how to run. Did you see this? Check this out, Joe. Watch. He glitches.
Can we play one more time? Just running and I'll go this way, that way. Snapped. Completely snapped. I've never seen that.
Jack Grealish. Mm-hmm. I'm so sad, Joe.
Why?
I need a hug, but we got to socially distance.
Yeah, don't hug me. Don't touch me. You can hug the air that I emanate from. I'm pushing this air out and you can hug the air.
If Harry Maguire's worth £80 million, so is Jack Grealish.
Feels like a criticism.
It's not a criticism because centre-half shouldn't be worth that much money. Mm. And Jack Grealish, and people are going to say, Adam, he's a number 10. He plays on the left. He does this. Stick him on the right. Let him go where he wants. We play Wan-Mata on the right at the moment. Or Daniel James. It just would have been so good. I would have given up on the Jadon Sancho dream just to have Jack Grealish at Old Trafford. Mm. Oh,
he's been so good, hasn't he? And for England as well, he's been so good.
But he's not going to play for England because Gareth Southgate's an idiot. But how good is Jack Grealish, man? Mm. Seriously, and he carries that team. And not only that, I think the addition of Ross Barkley has been a huge addition for them. Ollie Watkins has obviously come into the Premier League and settled down really well.
He's got a better goal per 90 than Patrick Bamford, Ollie Watkins. Famed goal scorer and elite striker. Patrick Bamford can't even keep up with him, so he must be good. Must be summer.
He'd probably be behind Bamford if Bamford never got that goal ridiculously ruled out, but we'll move on to that later.
That's a good point.
But Jack Grealish, so good. And we even had this little funny moment as well.
Look at that.
I actually thought...
Is that Cavani? That looks like Edison Cavani to me.
It looks like Jack Grealish looks like Benito Carboni there.
I like it.
Remember
like
Benito Carboni? Played for Bradford and Villa. Mm. He used to have the long hair, gold boots.
I know the name. Can't put a face to it.
His hair used to be like that.
It looks like Cavani.
That's a cool picture, that, isn't it?
It is a cool picture.
It's like 1 second later and it's...
Yeah, you're right, actually, Adam. You've noticed something there. It's almost as though it had to line up perfectly.
No, but you know, it's like just...
Snapshot.
Yeah, snapshot. Exactly, snapshot. Yeah, great stuff. Loved that. It's the best thing Willian's done all season.
It actually is. People have been getting pissed off about Willian.
Can you believe they sacked Gunnosaurus for Willian?
Who would you rather have on right wing? Honestly.
Gunnosaurus, yeah. Jadon Sancho or Willian? Mm. Gunnosaurus.
Yeah, me too.
Because it means a man is kept in a job.
And in a suit as well.
In a
prison that is a dinosaur outfit.
Does he have to walk home in that?
Yeah, he does. He lives at home in it. There's a little family of Gunnosauri, I'm pretty sure.
Do you remember back in the day, dinosaurs? Excuse me? Baby dinosaur.
You say back in the day, do you mean 350 million years ago?
I mean the show, the dinosaurs. Oh, the,
do you remember back in the day, single cell amoebas swimming around in the ocean? Like, this is hundreds of millions of years ago, but I guess I remember.
The funny thing is, Cam editing this video won't have a clue what the dinosaurs was.
It's a TV show, and there's like a little like.
It was absolutely out of this world.
The face like.
Those guys. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah, that's them. I would have sat on your knee like that. Such fleshy little bastards they were, weren't they? Why are we talking about dinosaurs?
Because, why were we talking about? Gonosaurus Rex. Mm. That's it. That's why we were talking about dinosaurs. And what we're talking about next is penalties. Mm. Because they are not for everyone. Everyone comes running out. Bruno Fernandes this, Bruno Fernandes that. Without penalties, he'd have this much goals. Without this, I don't ever remember them saying it about Alan fucking Shearer.
No. Penalties are still goals.
You have to score them.
They're right hard to score, apparently. Everyone's missing them.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Kevin De Bruyne's missed
one. Missed the target, mate. He missed the target,
admittedly, mate. It was the first time in 2018, since 2018, that he's missed one. But he still missed one.
It was the first penalty that didn't hit the target since 2018, I think.
Interesting. What, in the world?
In the Premier League.
That's not true.
So. You might need
to... no one's missed a penalty by missing the net in 2 years. Is that what you really think has happened here?
Yeah.
I think you've lost yourself.
You might need to double check your facts.
You've lost your way a little bit.
I mean, you can become president with fake news, so I suppose we're all right.
Just call other people fake news, it's easy.
Yeah, you are fake news, Joel. Don't get hyped with Arsenal. No. They literally beat a very poor Man United. Mm. And just about. They needed a penalty to do it.
Yeah.
There was never a point in that game where I thought, fuck me, these lot are going to score. Mm. Apart from when they had a penalty.
Do you remember that penalty where they did score? Other than that.
But, talking about penalties.
Look, man.
Vardy, De Bruyne, they all get away with it. Mm. They all get... Tell them why they get away with it.
Well, first of all, Vardy gets away with it because they won. De Bruyne gets away with it because he's got lovely ginger hair,
De Bruyne,
so we like
him. He goes really red because he works hard.
Yeah, exactly. He goes red because he's... Yeah.
That was Paul Pogba, who had a stinker of a performance, by the way, in a big game, and missed the penalty. Didn't even hit the target.
De Bruyne did get like 20 assists last season, in fairness, but...
Stop talking sense,
the other reason why no one cares is because Ademola Lookman.
Don't take the Adam out of his name. We're just calling him Ola Lookman from now on, because he don't deserve Adam in his name.
I'm going to set you the scene for you, Adam. I'm sure you've seen this, but
Ola Lookman.
You've got 98th minute. You've got a penalty chance.
98th minute, but listen.
Equalise.
Only 5 minutes were added on.
Only 5 minutes. So you've had 3 minutes basically where the game's finished.
It's the last kick.
Come back, last kick of the game. You've got the goalie staring down at you. It is the famous Fabianski. One of the greatest goalkeepers that net has ever seen that day.
Often nicknamed Fabianski, yeah,
exactly.
How good he is.
Exactly. This is to equalise, to bring the game back, to win some points for your team who, you know, they're struggling a little bit. How are you going to play this penalty? You're going to head down, boot it in the corner. You're going to open your body up, side foot it. Or are you going to just chip it so it lands on the 6 yard line and rolls into the goalie's hands? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Last minute! Last kick! Listen, kick! Look at that face!
Listen, this kid has got some uber balls, hasn't he? Try that. You either got no brain or big balls. Isn't it? There's one of the two things going on there. Because he's a huge talent. This Ademola Lookman's a huge talent, by the way. He's massively rated. And Fulham felt like they got a big, big signing there. Was Mitrovic on the pitch? I feel like he should have been taking it.
Mitrovic on the pitch.
If he did it, Mitrovic would have killed him.
I feel bad for him. I watched it last night.
I did, because he's a young lad. But
sick.
Then, if I was a fan of Fulham, I wouldn't feel bad for him. I'd want to kill him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't feel bad for him. I'd be like, you know what? That was a good decision. You'll be set for the future.
I want to kill him.
No, you want
to remember when Berbatov did it in the semi-final?
I
remember saying, you can't criticise him for that. Because if it goes in, you say, that's fucking amazing. Mm. Do you have to make sure they're going in?
You've got to make sure they're going in. The reason that Panenka exists is to take the piss out of the goalkeeper. The reason you smash it is because it's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm clearly nervous. So I hit it hard, because that way, even if the goalie goes the right way, he still might not save it if it's going so fast. The Panenka is like a take the piss out of the goalie.
And the Panenka is, if I get this wrong,
I'm
saved.
A dickhead.
It's saved.
Yeah, exactly. The ball's going at 1 mile an hour through the air. If you get it
have
wrong.
Have you ever tried a Panenka?
Yeah, they're hard.
I've tried
one. They're
that.
So hard.
I've tried one and scored one, but it's nerve wracking. And you miss them as well.
Yeah.
And they're funny when you miss them because the keeper will just go, catch it. And Fabianski's was weird because he dived to his right.
He still got back and up and just caught it. He's like, I've dived. Oh, it's just, let me just stand back up and grab it.
Yeah, that was an awful penalty.
So they lost?
So they lost. Fulham down.
Panenka'd so hard he lost the game.
Fulham down?
I don't know, because I'm not ready to say Sheffield United down yet, because I like what they did last year. But if Fulham are down...
But Fulham, Sheffield have that...
They've got it in their head. 12 months Fulham, ago, we were good.
No, they went down.
No pedigree.
The last time they came up.
That's true.
With a lot of the same players.
So got Martin Yoll as manager. The deepest voice of any Premier League manager.
Talking about dinosaurs, he looked like one of them, didn't he?
His voice. Oh, yeah, he did that.
He played a good game.
I love Martin Yoll. Why do you get a better manager than him? You can't.
Do you remember when he got sacked during the game?
Oi, off time. Sub, no, manager, out, game. New manager
in. The Europa League.
That's disgusting.
And he was in the dugout and it was kind of like this... It went round the... You know when you see like a goal go around the stadium and everyone knows
the guy with the radio like...
He tried to make a sub and the fourth official went, mate,
no,
you can't make this
We're
sub
not
anymore.
Listening to you anymore. The owner, Al Fayed, comes down and makes it for him. He's not still the owner of Fulham, is he?
He's not, I hope.
That's
not.
Been like 20 years ago.
The Craven Cottage is one of my favourite places to go. VAR. We're going to have to talk about VAR every week. I just thought this.
Yeah.
VAR.
VAR soul, mate. That's what I call it. VAR soul. Absolute VAR soul. Elite striker, Patrick Bamford, was ruled offside when he clearly was onside, all because he was pointing to us for the ball. The game is gone.
You can't even score with that.
Look at this picture. Zoom in. Zoom. Enhance. Enhance. Look at it.
You can't score
Look at
with
that.
That.
His feet, look. Look. So you go from number 17 shoulder to Bamford's feet. It's honestly about 2 foot. He's 2 foot onside.
I know, because his body's well on, sir.
Well on.
And I know we don't like Leeds.
Yeah.
We're glad to see him lose 4-0, 4-1 or whatever it was. Bamford's actual goal that when it was counted, by the way, was class.
Mm.
But fuck. That's sad, that.
Yeah, shit.
Because that's part of the game.
When VAR first came out, I thought, you know what? It's only right that the ref sees what we all see. We were at an advantage over the actual official judging the game. When you sat at home or you sat wherever, you can check it on your phone in the stadium. You're like, that one, you know, it's not fair that the ref is at a disadvantage. But actually from seeing it for a year now, or close to 2 years, it was the 2018 World Cup, wasn't it? It's shit.
Did you know, Joe? Mm.
Okay. Did I know?
Every team has received a penalty this season.
Really? In the same game? 3-2-1. Both penalties for both sides. Is it possible for a penalty?
Who's got the most penalties without looking over there?
Man United. Leeds.
Nowhere near.
Liverpool.
Nowhere near.
Everton. Who's scoring? Who would have got most
you
penalties?
You have said like half the Premier League now.
All right, sure.
Leicester. Penandes, they said.
Penster. Penster City, more like.
Penchester United.
But what's the Leicester version?
Lenchester? No.
Len.
Len.
Lenalty! Lenchester United, more like. Lenalty! Lenchester. Penster. Penster City. 8 penalties is mad, isn't it?
What's up next, Joe?
Southampton. They've gone from hero to zero, mate. I say zero. They're still at third. But did you see when they went top of the league, they went a bit satire, didn't they?
They're having a
bit of a laugh. Stop the count.
We tweeted
the
one of them, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we're all having a laugh these days.
And we scored. We tweeted one.
We still stopped the count there. Look, 395,000 likes. You could call that one a success. Unfortunately, though, they had to take it too far. They had to pop out a T-shirt. Hashtag stop the count with Southampton at the top of the league. 21:50, 06, 11, 20, St Mary's Stadium.
First off, that isn't even nice.
It looks disgusting.
It isn't. Why have you got a big Premier League logo on
there? Do you
think
they've done that on purpose? Are they trying to be a bit like, look
are
at
they
this shoddy
actually
league
really
put together
selling
bag of shit? Because that's awful.
That's we'd come up with better design than that.
Yeah.
We have got better designs than that at stretfordpaddock.bigcartel.com. But...
Jesus. That was rough. And just so you know, I didn't know he was going to say that. If I knew I was walking into a plug for the merch store, I would have done this. That was disgusting.
Talking about banter.
I refuse to comment on this. Put it on the screen, shake our heads.
So you're just leaving it to me?
Put it on the screen, shake our heads, move on.
Look.
I mean,
we see
what
a lot of cringe
on earth is that? And the effort It's so well done. You've got to give it to him. It's well done.
The best thing is, I'm sure it's Gerrard after he slipped.
I think it is. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. It has to have been done by an Everton fan. It can't be real. On the watch along the other day, I was sat in the middle of what felt like mum and dad arguing in the kitchen. And you sat there eating your turkey dinosaurs like, please stop.
I've been misquoted because of this.
Oh, have you?
Because of Steve's stupidity.
Well, what? What
rattled me into a reaction.
What were we talking about?
We were talking... Look, United were winning at the point. So it wasn't my point wasn't a criticism of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Like, I had to tell them not to put the video out as Ole versus Poch, because it was nothing to do with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah.
Steve literally went,
did he listen?
What has he done? About what has Poch done to deserve being linked to the United job?
He's grown his hair out.
Meanwhile,
he's lost a bit of weight.
He fawns over Marcelo Bielsa. Mm. He fawns over, like...
Fawns.
He says Solskjaer deserved the job off 10 games. But Poch didn't deserve the job.
See, I don't want to start this debate.
Because you're not the person to be having the debate with. It's Steve.
Simon in the comments said, Sky can't say heated debate anymore. This has set the standards. It was a bit hot. Check it out.
Come out making daft statements.
What's daft about it? Poch has done nothing to warrant this. He's done nothing to warrant it.
All right, but you defend the fact that Ole has the job. That is embarrassing. You can't say Ole deserves a job. What has Poch done? That sounds fucking stupid.
Ollie's in the fucking job.
Yeah, but he did it. Oh.
He got it on the back of succeeding in the job.
Well, what I would say is my head went because of the stupidity.
I got scared.
And I refused to get drawn into it.
I need a gavel and a wig.
And that worked against me because people were like, oh, Adam, why are you not arguing back? But it was because he literally said, what has he done? Why do people link Poch to United?
What I would say is it feels like you're getting heated again and I don't really need that kind of vibe.
If he walks in now, chin him. You's like just all scared of him, that's why.
Who's scared of him?
You's like, you just don't call him out on his shit.
Right, here we go. You know what you're doing? You're turning on me, you're turning on them, you're turning on everyone. Because Steve beat you in his little debate that you had.
He didn't beat anybody.
Now you're acting as though it's our fault.
Steve said Poch isn't good enough for anything.
And if you see that, Steve, I'm sorry. Can we all spare a thought for poor Jojo in this rant? Yes, Craig-in. Craig Wine, don't know how you pronounce it.
Craig Ewing.
Genuinely. Look at this, what's going on here? Chorley FC, what are they singing? This is good. I haven't seen this, have you? How did they know the words so well?
Yes!
Good, stay away. They're so far ahead of this song now.
Was it over?
Oh, this is good.
Someone like you.
That's good, isn't it?
I heard that your dreams came.
Not quite, but yeah. It's not bad. We're going to go with a no on this occasion. We just think you're a bit too young. You come back in a few years, once you've learned how to be a singer, get on the club scene, get doing your Butlins, your Havens.
Right.
Baddy.
Congratulations to Chorley FC.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Manchester United FC. Two minnows grabbing big wins.
Two minnows.
This weekend,
couple mins
over some Northwest Giants. Mm. I mean, Everton were going to win the league.
They were actually.
Last year,
and
last
then
week.
if we win our game in hand, we're on the same points as them. Send in some. If you see stuff like this on social media, if you see these videos, these little chips. If someone does, you know, if
little
Lamptey
chips.
Does a wicked tackle.
Little chips.
That little chip for the Panenka. I don't mean McCain's microchips.
Okay.
I mean chipping the ball. Tag either Adam, tag me, JoeSmith93, tag Stretford Paddock, and we'll be putting them all together every single week.
We'll get them in. We'll get them in the show. We'll get talking about them. So get them on. We'll be back every single Monday. So make sure you're keeping it locked. Like, comment, share, subscribe. For now, I've been Adam. He's been Joe. We're out of here.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.